Back in the 80s, there was a labor secretary by the name of Ray Donovan. He was charged with fraud, and kind of like what we're seeing today, it was kind of a partisan prosecution. And when he was acquitted, when the jury actually applauded him, he came out to reporters and he said, so what office do I go to now to get my reputation back? And it is a very valid question that a number of Republicans in the state of Michigan are asking after they were, out of the blue, named as unindicted co-conspirators by one of Dana Nessel's investigators in a court proceeding regarding the fake elector scheme coming out of the 2020 election. Tom Leonard, the AG candidate and former Speaker of the House, the former chair of the Republican Party, Laura Cox, among them. And our next guest, Stu Sandler, CEO of Decider Strategies, one of the smartest political minds in the state of Michigan, in my opinion, a guy I've gone to for behind-the-scenes advice for years. Stu, good morning.
Hi, thanks, Guy. Thanks for having me on the show.
So when did you learn that you had been named?
You know, I was kind of just doing some work and minding my own business, and then I started seeing some activity on Twitter. And so I actually started watching the hearing at that point because I just figured if I was mentioned in it, I was like, okay, let me see what's going on. And so that's kind of how I learned. I didn't really even realize there was a hearing going on at the time.
Stu, why do you think that you were mentioned?
Look, I was the Michigan Republican Party legal counsel for 2020. It was a volunteer job. So I didn't get paid anything for it. And I helped, you know, Laura Cox and the party and Republican candidates and elected officials. The office did contact me about when they were putting this all together. But what I told them was I was the attorney. Everything I said is, you know, privileged by attorney client. So really, I can't really talk to you about a lot of things. I had a lot of different clients, but my primary client was Laura Cox. And she basically told, you know, it's her privilege to tell you what I told her. And she, you know, basically told them a lot of the advice I gave her. And in fact, they used her as an example for the state, which was so surprising because, you know, then they turned around and said she was an unindicted co-conspirator,
right,
even though she was put forward as a state witness.
A cooperating witness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah. So it was surprising.
Attorney General Dana Nessel walked that back and said party chair Laura Cox, she isn't, but she didn't really name you. So why, what do you think happens from here? Do you believe that your reputation has been damaged?
I wasn't thrilled about it, but I've in the politics is full contact, so I've gotten used to people saying terrible things about me. I didn't like it. It was the agent of the state. You know, I worked for the attorney general's office for 6.5 years. I thought we did a lot of great work. We never went after people in a partisan manner. If you look back to the things that, and I worked for Laura's husband, Mike Cox, and I thought he did a great job. And I thought he was, when he charged, when he put people out there, it was based on facts. It wasn't based on partisanship. And if you look at the track record of Dana Nessel over 5 years, she keeps going after Republicans, and not only Republican elected officials, she goes after candidates, she goes after operatives. And there never seems to be a Democrat who does anything that a Republican does. And I think part of it's just her partisan viewpoint. And you saw yesterday, Richard Baird, you know, filed a malicious prosecution against her. Richard Baird was an advisor to Governor Snyder. He got prosecuted for the Flint water, and he was not charged.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's charging the office.
I got to ask you, and I'm trying to be sensitive to the attorney-client problem here, but, I mean, did you mm-hmm. at the time in 2020 believe that John Eastman's read on how electors could be presented, did you agree that was a bad idea, or was it something that you felt may have merit at the time, understanding that you've got a right to your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, again, you're getting into some of the attorney client, but I think what Laura talked about was kind of the, you know, how she presented this, and she presented this as she was trying to help candidates who wanted to see if they had any sort of legal challenges preserve their rights. And there was a document presented, which was presented at the hearing, which was conditional, which basically said, if anything changes or if this does, these people are willing to do X. And that was put forward. And that was different from the document that John Eastman and the other people involved created. And that was pointed out in the hearing.
But that wasn't what they ended up signing, right? Wasn't there kind of a bit of a bait and switch that happened at that meeting?
My understanding is that both documents were signed. A conditional document, as Schock described it, and then the other document, which was non-conditional.
Understanding that Schock is the investigator here?
Right.
Yes. And by the way, you know, Schock is an investigator with a checkered past. Right now, he's up for a hearing in Macomb County Circuit Court for contempt. And again, I'm not to disparage, but he said in that hearing that he doesn't get to make the charging decisions, which is, I don't know then why he would get up and start naming people for certain violations if he has no role in that.
It seems kind of,
The prosecution should have never, the prosecutor should have never allowed him to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems kind of reckless, doing that. How do you see this case playing out though, particularly in terms of the broader implications of election integrity?
Yeah, I think this is a lot of hullabaloo about nothing. You know, it's 3 years later. Joe Biden is sitting in the Oval Office in the White House. Mm-hmm. None of those things came to fruition, and I just think there's nothing that happened here. So I don't know why they're still carrying this out.
Well, I think it was serious when you read the text from Eastman and the decisions they were making.
Yeah, again, those were conversations I was not involved in. And so, for me, I look at the people that they're putting up for Michigan right now. And frankly, I just don't think these are warranted.
This has cast a cloud over a number of people, though. What duty as Attorney General does Dana Nessel have to clarify what these people did to be named this way?
Yeah, I feel bad for a guy like Tom Leonard,
who, as
I know, had nothing to do with the process. You know, in the post-election process, Tom Leonard was doing absolutely nothing and somehow out of the blue gets called out. You know, I think it's the responsibility of her in the office to say that something about it. I think it would be nice, but I don't expect it. But, I mean, look, they're doing the bare minimum for Laura Cox, who's actually an agent, of their case right now. And so I just think it's pretty reprehensible what they did to her. And frankly, it really trips their case up.
Well, yeah. And what about cases going forward? Can anybody trust Dana Nessel, especially if you want to be a cooperating witness, to have your back?
The answer is, if you're a Republican, you cannot trust Dana Nessel. You just can't. And look at Tom Leonard. Tom Leonard, frankly, the only crime I think he's guilty of is the fact that he wanted to run against Dana Nessel. Because that seems to be the only reason, the only conspiracy he was involved in.
Well, Stu, you're a magnanimous guy, and we appreciate you voicing this. Hopefully there will be a clarification at some point, but like you, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Take care, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. I mean, the one thing I just want to say before I go, both sides need to have people who feel free to be engaged in the process and not worry about prosecutorial repercussions. If they break the law, they should be charged, but if they're not, they shouldn't be smeared. So thanks for having me,
Stu. It's always good to talk with you. Thank you very much. 728 on News Talk 760.